And we're back.
We're back, baby.
We are very back.
Come on now.
We're way back.
We're back. We're forward. We're here. We're present. We're ready.
We're on an incline.
Yeah. We just don't.
Happy New Year.
Well, I don't know. Guys, Happy New Year 2025. This is our first episode in 2025.
We are recording on January 1st, 2025, New Year's Day.
The very first day.
Very first day, baby.
And this episode's going to be fun because we're going to take a look at the very worst human beings to exist in 2024. Hopefully, they're not in this room.
Ooh.
Definitely not.
That's messed up, Joe.
Just right here. Got him on the phone.
Oh.
Oh.
On speed dial.
Oh.
Yeah. So last week was fun. We had the Goodman fam come through. Dr. Goodman and Danielle Goodman, Good Girl Aesthetics, follow all them.
Yes.
They'll join us again, their family. One click, no pretending. All right, well, this is going to be a fun episode. 2024. Worst of 2024. Let's jump right in. Who wants to lead us off? You?
Sure. Let's do it. Struggling to stay faithful and remain attracted to my wife, 28F, after we experienced a violent attack together. Not sure what to do. I can't talk to anyone about this for obvious reasons. I've even tried speaking to a therapist and they made me feel so low, I haven't gone back since. My wife and I have been together for 6 years, married for 3. We currently have a bundle of joy on the way and she's about 5 months along. My wife was always on the fence about kids, but I was adamant about wanting them. And now that it's becoming so real, I'm not sure anymore. I feel like I've just been on autopilot, and after spending this whole week buying baby stuff, I need to figure it out. Last year, my wife and I were at the park relaxing like we do almost every weekend, and someone yelled at us for speaking in my native language, Korean. My wife is trying to learn too, because she's not Korean or Asian at all, but wants to only speak Korean at home to make sure our family is fully bilingual and they don't lose their culture. We were practicing out loud and sharing a snack, and this guy just walks up to us out of nowhere with wild racist BS. He kicked our food and there was some arguing. And while I was calling the police with my back turned, he tried to hit me with a pretty large rock. My wife jumped in between and ended up taking the full force of the hit, which literally busted her forehead open and knocked her out cold for almost a minute. I rushed my wife to the hospital and the guy ran off and was eventually caught by police a few weeks later. My wife needed 14 stitches right across her face and had 2 black eyes and blood in them. Her face was swollen beyond recognition for a few days too, and when she fell, messed up an old knee injury, so when she got out of the hospital the next day, half her face was covered in bandages and she was limping. But she was still cracking jokes in the ER. After the bandages and stitches came out, she was told she would need to wait at least a year before having her scar surgically fixed or whatever treatments. But now that the year has almost passed, I've started hinting at her scheduling appointments and such. This entire time, I've been struggling with remaining attracted to her, despite it, but didn't tell her, since I didn't want to be cruel. She's now saying she doesn't think she wants to get anything done because she wants to save the money for the baby. I've offered to pay for half of it, and she still hasn't really looked into having it done. I've also pushed her back meeting my parents again because of this. They live outside of our country, hence why they haven't met yet, and bringing her around my friends since it happened. Another part of me is also just sort of mad she even did it. I feel like half a man now, and I've had to delete myself off dating apps before making a mistake and been channeling it all at the gym. But every time I look at her, I'm reminded of all those feelings. She hasn't changed a bit besides the scar. She's obviously handled it better than I did. And somehow it's making me love her less. This plus the pregnancy. I don't even know what to do. I thought about asking for a hall pass, but I know without a doubt she will leave me. I thought about taking care of my needs on the side so I could be the man she needs me to be, but I know she will eventually find out and she will hate me and make my life hell. Or leave me a single father and I will never hear from her again. I just wish it had never happened, but I really need some other perspective or opinion on this.
Bruh.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, oh, and then just, he just starts so,
that guy?
So like, casually, like, oh, I just, like, poor me. She just took a blow for you, dude.
Literally, he could have been the freaking nasty face man.
If only she knew. She's like, oh, I would have let him just hit you upside the head.
She sounds like a fantastic wife. Yes. And she's pregnant with his child.
She was literally pregnant and got in the way of a rock hitting this dude.
Right. Even if she wasn't pregnant, it's like...
He's the worst.
He's the worst.
And I'm like, I'm a little mad at her for getting in the way. Because right. That dude obviously had to come in to get just smoked. Wow, what a piece of work.
Yes.
And that poor woman. One thing didn't make sense. He said that it's been almost a year, but she still wants to save the money for when the baby gets there. And she was 5 months along when it happened.
Maybe they had another baby.
When she got clubbed by the stranger, she was 5 months pregnant. And then it's a year later, he's like, and... Now it's almost time for her to start looking at getting her face fixed, but she says she still wants to save the money that she would spend on the baby.
Do we know for sure that she was pregnant during the attack?
Yes.
She was for sure?
Maybe
she's... Or is that just what she is now?
Oh.
She might... Yeah. Maybe that's... Yeah, maybe she wasn't pregnant when they got attacked.
That makes more sense. Okay, well, that's a little bit better. I took it that she was 5 months pregnant when she just dove in front to save her husband.
And he's been like on dating apps and stuff, and then he'll just delete it when he gets too close to like actually cheating. I've had to
constrain myself.
I don't get why he says that he'll only pay for half of it.
I know.
If he's married, just and you want it done, pay for the whole thing.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Obviously, it kind of seems like maybe he kind of doesn't want her to do it so that he can leave her.
Yeah.
Or he's just like, they have this split money thing, even though they're married.
I also think if you're not attracted to your wife, you should try to find a way to either overcome that or maybe separate. Because that, you know, that'd be really hard. But the way he's doing it is very terrible. Yeah. Is like terrible.
Yeah.
Like you can't just cheat on him. Like you got to separate before you like are looking at other options.
And but he's even like, poor me, I can't do anything because he's saying he doesn't want to leave her. He doesn't want to be a single father. So it's like, what? He's like, she will hate me and make my life hell or leave me a single father and I will never hear from her again. And he's saying, I just wish it had never happened, which is he wished she never got the scar. And there's a comment by Just Some Kind of Thing that says, imagine being that badly repulsed by your partner because they got a scar defending you. I'm like, that's so literally sad.
It's terrible. Like, how bad is this scar gonna be? Like, that it really just ruined her whole appearance.
I'll tell you this. It sounds to me like it's just a scapegoat. Like, he's probably... The attraction issue probably goes way beyond the scar.
Right.
And that's just... He's just blaming it on that. Yeah. Because this guy sounds like a piece of trash anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And to go back to your timeline, you were kind of questioning. PM Me Fancy Beer said, but 5 months ago... In parentheses, 7 months post-attack, she was attractive enough to make a baby with ... So it's like, okay, so now you're not... So I think it has more to do with, like, she's pregnant and big, and he probably is not feeling it.
Her body's changing.
And maybe she's not feeling it in the bedroom, and, like, so he's being all like, wah, wah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Probably a lot of factors.
There's probably so much, yeah.
Than just that.
Yeah.
But I get where Joe's coming from. Like, it is kind of his, like, okay.
Have a good escape code.
Yeah.
Like,
I'll just blame this whole experience.
He's just a terrible person and wants to cheat.
That is going to be tough to beat in terms of stories. That guy is a piece of work.
That was good.
Mine's pretty good.
That was good.
Frenzies. Love it, Whit. That was great.
Thank you.
That could be an AI find, though.
That's kind of what I was thinking with the whole timeline thing, but that got straightened out. So.
It's from Am I the Devil?
I'm just going to plug this now. I could not decide between two stories, so I'm giving you guys two this week.
Whoa.
It's just, I just had
first
to.
First time for everything.
Yes. I just had to. I'm gonna do the slightly longer one now.
Yes.
The shorter one's going to be later. This was 3 days ago, so almost into 2025.
Dang.
Am I overreacting after I found out my boyfriend's online friend group I became part of 2 years ago has been just him the whole time?
Oh, no. That's weird.
So, I'll read the story and then I'm going to read their text conversation. That's how this sub works. It's...
Okay.
Yeah, it's crazy. I guess I should have been less oblivious, but since a little before we started dating in 2022, I was added to my boyfriend's three-person Instagram group chat with what he explained were some of his closest online friends. The two other accounts seemed like real people because they had real followers and comments on their posts and drastically different aesthetics slash looks to them. We eventually made a Discord server for us, and that alone was convincing enough since multiple times we'd all be active at the same time. We never voice chatted, but I used to never voice chat either, so I didn't think twice. The group got closer, though, as more and more time passed since I was first added to their group chat, and last month we got together and planned a research trip to Hawaii for August. In parentheses, we live on the east coast of the US, and we booked everything. So imagine my surprise when I'm over at his house tonight and his computer is open and I just want to log into my Google Docs when I accidentally stumble across, first of all, follower bot sites, and also him logged in and chatting with me as one of the individuals I thought I'd become close with. And I just got this sinking feeling. I didn't jump to the idea that they could be fake either. I was like, maybe he just has their logins since they're all like so close and is way too interested in their messages. But then I noticed their only chats were the group chats and the server. And the real kicker was the email address it was signed up under was his backup email with his full name. I quite literally snooped until he got out of the shower and caught me, which I'm not saying was right of me, but I couldn't help myself. During my snooping, I gradually became devastatingly confident he wasn't behind just one, but both accounts. I've never seen his face so red, and he just absolutely panicked and started shouting at me to get out of his business. I couldn't even form the right words to say to him. In the end, I just walked out of his apartment sobbing. It's very early in the morning, I get that, but this screenshot is what he has to say, and I'm starting to feel crazy. Am I overreacting about my discovery? So this is her. She says, I just want to know why. When it finally came time for the Hawaii trip, how are you going to explain that? What were you thinking? He says, you know something I've noticed about you? You can never just be calm, and there always has to be an issue. I know you were raised in a volatile environment and still have to relearn a lot about healthy relationship dynamics, but it's like you thrive on chaos only. And we were going to see Wicked tonight. I guess there that goes.
You canceled our movie date.
And she says, you can't be serious. I deserve answers. I'm honestly so creeped out. Basically, half of my life for the past 2 years has been a complete and total lie, and you were behind all of it. He says, and this is the end of the thread that we have. Okay, don't be dramatic. You know this isn't a big deal. You're just giddy to harp on this and make a bigger issue.
That's crazy.
What a psycho.
Is this
like that is the biggest narcissist I've... that is like,
dude, that's creepy.
Like, what was he doing?
But what's the point?
Yeah, like, what did he get out of that? He wanted her to like maybe cheat, like emotionally cheat on
him, like see if she would cheat on him.
But for 2 years,
yeah, literally, what is he getting out of that? Is it like some weird kink that he's just like,
yeah, he's a catfish guy for sure. Like, he gets an adrenaline rush out of it.
Imagine what other weird stuff he's doing on the internet.
Yeah, exactly. I was thinking that. Like, I wonder if he has any other like catfish girlfriends. Yeah.
I don't even know. What, like...
like, literally crazy.
Like...
Did she break up with him?
So, there's... This is the most frustrating part. This is 3 days ago.
Oh, right.
So, we may be able to revisit this, but it's literally, like, wow. Everyone is just, like... Everyone's just, like, leave. This is crazy. Like, all this different stuff.
Literally. Yeah. Showing up to Hawaii, you're like, what's up?
Yeah!
Yeah, like...
Jose, it's just you?
Hey, what's up, dude? Oh, yeah, or, like... No, yeah, they both no-showed us. That's crazy. I mean, like, I booked their flights for them, too. I thought I was being nice, but, like, they're not even here.
Homie would probably still buy a ticket for these fake people.
He did.
No, he didn't.
2 o'clock. That's what they were saying, is that they booked... I mean, they at least they had everything planned.
We don't know that he did. There, that would be, like, actually insane it's if he so spent like, money.
Bro, I'll be your friend.
Yeah, like, this poor girl... I can't even fathom what this guy was trying to accomplish with this. Yeah. And they were on a Discord server where apparently you can see who's online or not. And she said that I never thought more about this because we were all online at the same time. So this dude's like, what, multiple devices? Like,
yeah.
Like, like what is he?
She's like,
yeah, really though.
Phone, iPad, computer.
But if they're together, that's just crazy.
It's just a different level of like, that's what are you doing, bro?
Well, the fact that, like, the motive is not...
We don't know.
It's that we don't know the motive. It has got to be something so dark, so creepy, and weird that, like, it's got to be something bad that something he, like, bad. Wants it.
What if he was planning the trip and he was, like, gonna kill her or do something to her and blame the two users.
The imaginary friend?
Yeah.
The guy that is, it just like roots back to his burner email address.
Which he's probably an idiot, but like someone that does that is already an idiot.
Well, no, yeah, that guy's sketched.
Yeah.
I just can't.
Were there any other red flags?
I mean, if you're going to die, it's nice it might be in Hawaii.
Yeah, murder me in Hawaii any day of the week.
Oh my God.
Not immediately, but like. If like, I get to, if,
let me live there for a week.
If I get to pick one of the 50 states, it's a good one. Yeah. This and poor girl.
So gaslighting her.
Yeah, he's just so like, dramatic. Like, you know, the thing about you is, I'm like,
yeah.
The thing about me, you want me?
Like,
the thing about you.
Well, here's the problem. We were going to see Wicked tonight, so.
Yeah, like, I'm pissed.
Yeah, dang, I'd be like, pissed about that, too.
No, I have to go by myself because I don't
want. I bought the 4 tickets already.
I literally, like, we already have our seats chosen. Like,
and you're sitting next to Bobby.
Wait, what did he say? We already.
guess that's out the window.
Well, fine.
You think I'm gonna go see Wicked with you now? No.
Why don't you hit up, like, Tom and Derek that are on the forum?
Like, yeah, like, yes. Are these friends men, women?
That was the other thing.
So if she was getting close to one of the ones, like, it had to have been a woman.
That was my thought, was that it said, like, I over the last 6 months or whatever, like, I've been getting closer with this one. It's like,
yeah, why did a girl say a girl though?
Then that's the other thing, is like, maybe it was like this whole like major insecurity thing where he was like trying to test her limits of like,
yeah,
where she would go.
Yeah, like kind of knew what buttons to press. I mean, obviously there's like seeds of trauma therapy type stuff in here because he was like, yeah, all your childhood trauma, like you had a rough upbringing. I don't know.
I wish we would have found out why he actually did it though, rather than just flip it on her. Cause I would love to know, like, why would he do that?
No, there's no, what could anyone possibly say?
I don't think I would want to make up friends and like text myself through them.
No, it sounds terrible.
Yeah, because you're normal.
Yeah.
He's not normal.
Should I, 21M, go for it with my brother's 19M girlfriend, 19F, if she's giving me all the signs? Yeah.
Ooh, it's a big no.
I'm on mobile. So sorry for the formatting. This is a throwaway account. I will call my brother C and my brother's girlfriend S. This is so messy. I am pretty close with my brother, but I honestly feel he doesn't deserve his girlfriend. So my brother and his girlfriend have come to our grandma's for a week they have off. They have been here for 5 days. They won't leave for 3 more, and it's killing me. My little brother is not the best looking in the family. He's just not. Since he started seeing S, he's gone to the gym and bulked up a bit and changed his hair and his eating habits. Not because she forced him. She loved him even when he was chubby. He said he wanted to start working out and eating better to get into the same level of attractiveness as her. My best friend and I, she is a girl, and I both agreed beforehand that she is very good looking, just from her pictures with my brother on social media and stuff. S and C came to visit my grandmother, and I was there because I'm currently living with her. Not only is she ridiculously hot, she's funny and smart too. She's pre-med and is taking a lot of hard classes that C says she's breezing through. She is the world's easiest person to talk to. The first night she came to visit, she was quiet, as this was the first time meeting extended family for her. The next day, C had a migraine, and she wanted to stay home with him and take care of him, but I convinced her to go to the mall with me, and C encouraged her to. We spent the day at the mall together. We played with puppies at a store and shopped a bit and got lunch. I don't think I've ever gotten along with someone as well as I've gotten along with S. She is beautiful, witty, and basically my ideal partner. I have quickly developed strong feelings for her. Okay, now this is where it gets really messy. C was showing me some memes on his phone and accidentally swiped by a nude of hers. He thought I wasn't looking at his phone, but he did manage to see it. I know this is really bad, but when he got up to go to the bathroom, I unlocked his phone and went to look at it. I couldn't help myself. I've already mentioned that I think she's hot. So I won't go into detail about how I felt about the picture because it's probably obvious. I felt so guilty about it.
Did you? I was going to say, that was not obvious.
He's like, oh my gosh, the devil's making me unlock his phone and look at this picture. I can't stop looking. I feel so guilty.
After this incident, I think people started noticing me becoming uncomfortable near her. My brother, my mom, and my grandma asked me about it. Eventually, S asked me if she had done anything to offend me, and I said no. I came to my senses and stopped acting like a douche. I asked if she wanted to go to the grocery store with me. She said sure. I thought it would just be the two of us, but C tagged along as well.
Oh, how dare him.
We went to the grocery store together, went back, and ended up driving to the city in the afternoon. I don't want to give away anything that might identify me, which is an hour from where we live. C fell asleep in the car again, and again, it was S and me talking. She ended up climbing from the back seat to the front to talk to me. We talked and joked the whole way into the city, and I just knew something was there. I did something stupid, and I told her that I wished we'd met in high school. And she replied that she thinks we would have been best friends. Ouch. However, once we reached the city, she was back being lovey-dovey with C. It sucked because I wanted to hold her hand so bad. I think they felt bad for me because yesterday was Valentine's Day and I don't have a girlfriend, so they didn't kiss or anything. They just looked at each other like they're in love. My questions are the following. I know she can tell that we have a good connection, so should I go for it? I really want to tell her my feelings this evening. What's the best way to do that? Thanks.
Oh my gosh.
No.
That's my story.
It is different if it is like a best friend because you can cut them out of your life forever.
Right.
When it's a sibling, there is nothing you can do at that point. Like, that is ruining families for the rest of time. At least for at least 10 years.
Just to throw an arbitrary number on it. Like, if it's love, if it's real love, you're talking 10 years min.
It's pretty bad.
Dude.
That's bad. He's a scumbag.
He asked for advice. What was the second question? What should I do?
I really want to tell her my feelings this evening. What's the best way to do that?
All right. So here's what you're going to do. You're going to let everyone get out of your car. You're going to drive to the tallest cliff you can find, and you're just going to go right off it. That's all I got.
With a parachute?
No parachute.
Okay.
No prep. Think about all the ways that you messed up in the time you have.
Pretty bad.
That's bad.
Terrible.
She said we would have been best friends in high school. So that's friend zoning immediately. She did the right thing.
She probably is thinking nothing of it.
Yeah, he's like, oh, she's giving me all the signs. Bruh, she's just a good girl. She's funny. Like, she just has a bunch of good qualities.
She wants to get along with a brother-in-law.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. You know? Like, you would be vibing with them. Like, I would not think anything of it.
She makes me feel special.
Like, okay, so that's not her telling you, I think you're hot.
And I love that he's trying to say he's hotter than his brother.
Right.
Such older brother behavior.
Literally.
Literally. It really is. All right. There's some whoop-dee-doo-da. You're a creep. That's the name. You're a creep and need to back off. You do not ever go look at someone's nudes without permission. She's your brother's girlfriend. She hasn't said anything about liking you as anything more than a friend. I dare you to tell her and your brother that you went through his phone to find that nude pic of her.
Dare. Double dog dare.
Triple dog dare you.
Like, then he'll dare. Really be going off a cliff.
I totally forgot about the freaking nude.
Yeah,
that is so out of line.
That sucks.
Like, goes through the phone like, he's in the bathroom. Okay.
I would feel so violated and creeped out by the little brother. Or older brother, whatever.
Older brother.
Older brother, I feel like, makes it worse. And like, oh, the little brother, like.
Oh, he's just romanticizing this whole, but like.
It's the older brother.
He's a grown-ass man.
Yeah.
Like, you know better.
How old's the older brother?
It's like 24.
23 and the 19 for the younger. The girl and the younger brother.
Yeah, 19. He's a low-life loser, and he needs to find a girl on his own.
And what's funny is, like, this guy's dumb, he's ugly, little brother, and, dude, you're living with your grandma.
I was going to say. Digging for your little brother's girlfriend's nudes.
Right? You're disgusting.
You are trash.
Trash. Oh, that's so gross. If that girlfriend finds out.
He was like, he said something about, like, I was super uncomfortable. Like, I was around and I was very not talkative. I was super uncomfortable, like, when I was with everyone. It's like, he's just dying inside. Like,
right? Nobody knows his pain.
I've seen your nude and I'm in love with you and I think we should get married.
He's known her for what, 5 days at this point?
Literally, he's bursting at the seams.
Dude's a trip.
All right.
He's a terrible brother.
There's another funny. What signs exactly? From what you have written, she's just trying to be nice to her boyfriend's brother. Dude, don't be a creep. Back off. You're misinterpreting everything.
Yeah. Amen to that.
So.
Amen. I like this girlfriend. And I love, it's just so sad. Like, the younger brother has so much trust in the older brother. Like, yeah, go with him to the mall.
Go ahead.
Sorry, I don't feel good, honey.
Like, I don't want to keep you from having fun. Yeah. Like, this guy seems like a gem. He probably has the best personality. He's, like, wanting to, like, do better for his girlfriend. Like, yes. He sounds, like, so sweet.
He sounds amazing.
So, that was the very first story. Now, he went against everybody's advice about, I haven't even read it yet. He went against everybody's advice about not telling them. And there's a whole nother story about how I think he did confess his love to her. So I need to find it again because I just screenshotted it. I didn't save her anything.
I'm going to look right now.
So we need to find it.
Yeah, just research the title.
And
what's the title of that one?
It's...
And read like...
Should I 21M go for it with my brother's 19M girlfriend 19F if she's giving me all the signs?
Okay, so we have an update. We have the update of this story. We have to go with it. This dude is such a douche.
Okay. My brother is C and his girlfriend is S. So against Reddit and my better judgment, I spoke to my brother. As you can imagine, all hell broke loose. The guilt was eating me up and I told him about the feelings I had for his girlfriend. I also came clean about looking at her nudes and apologized. Wow. This was about 3 hours ago. My brother punched me in the face and busted my lip. He went to our grandma and told her that he didn't feel comfortable with me in the house. My poor grandma was so confused, and C told her vaguely that I acted inappropriately with S and violated her boundaries. He went into S's room and asked her to pack her things so they could leave and find a hotel to stay in. All I could hear was her saying, "What? Why? What's wrong?" He took her and left to stay in Atlanta, promising my grandma he'd call and explain when he got there. He just called her landline and they will be getting lunch tomorrow. I received a text from S about a half hour ago. I copy pasted it. Honestly, this is ridiculous that I even have to say this. You violated C's trust and my trust. The pics weren't meant for your eyes. I love your brother, not you. It's never gonna happen. You've ruined any possible friendship we could have had. I'm not angry, but I can't forgive this, and I believe you need therapy. Good luck. I hope you get the help you need. I am sitting here bawling in bed while my grandma knocks on the door. I'm sitting here bawling in bed while my grandma knocks on the door to ask what's wrong. Reddit, what do I do? What are the steps to take to fix things with my brother?
You're not going to listen to us, buddy.
How do I apologize to S? What do I tell my poor grandmother? Thanks in advance. I should have listened to your advice. Wow. That's pretty awesome.
What's wrong, honey? Grandma, not now!
Not now, Grandma!
No!
She broke my heart!
Slide the cookies under the door!
I love that. And I'm sitting here bawling.
Am I bawling?
You guys don't even know how sad I am.
So I didn't listen, and...
What do I do?
I got punched in the face.
Update. He hurt me. She's gone. I'm sad.
No, but okay, but think about her. Like, she literally, that's so violating.
She's like, I know you for 4 days and you're just like checking me out.
She still handled it like a champ. She's like, I'm not even mad at you. I just think you're like a disappointing loser.
Yeah. Go get therapy.
Dude. But honestly, I'm so glad. I thought there was a small possibility of like she.
Like it.
Was into would it. Would like it a little bit, you know? So I love this girl. I love it. She is so like all for the little brother.
Yes.
You're disgusting and she's seeing it for what it clearly is. Like, you need help, bro.
Okay, but just to be devil's advocate, the way this all played out, is there even a way for her to be like not giving those vibes? Like, do you think that she would message him and be like, hey, just so you know, like, I'm really sorry this all blew up this way. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, if she was giving him a little bit more of a green light than we're saying she did. Mm-hmm. Is there a possibility? Like, I feel like she's reacting the way that she has to, no matter what. She sounds awesome. I'm sure she is all about the little brother, but if she was like a little flirtier with him or like was maybe just crossing a little bit of those blurred lines, would we know that from her response?
I think she would have thought a little more to not stay in a hotel, you know? Like, I think the fact that she wants to distance and not see him anymore. Like, let's go stay at a hotel. Let's not see your brother anymore.
It's just such a start. It's such a violating thing. It's like,
yeah.
I think the answer just shows clearly on that older brother's reaction to everything, though, because he is not saying, like, I thought she was giving me vibes. Like, I thought she said this, she said this. If there was evidence to back up that
he knew he screwed up.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. There's no question that he screwed up. Right. Like,
yeah. I don't think she crossed lines.
Because he would have been giving us every little thing, like, oh, she, like, brushed my leg. You know, like, even if she, yes, but, like, he was reading into stuff that wasn't there, and so there would be more in what he said. Because he's trying to convince us, like, oh, she wants it too.
Yeah.
You know? So I feel like he would have been, like, but there was nothing there, so it wasn't even, like, he couldn't even read into anything, because there literally was nothing.
On the first post, he did comment back just a little bit to some of those comments.
What
he just said, like, because someone asked what were the signs exactly, and he just said, like, when we would talk, sometimes she would, like, nudge him or like touch his arm or something.
Okay.
And that was it. That's all it was.
That's like mannerisms. That's like some people are just more like that.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, like if Joe says something, I'm like, oh, come on, dude.
Are it's you
like,
dude.
Oh.
Whoa.
Dink. You know, like at the doctors when they hit your knee and you go like that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That's
not reflex test?
Yeah. I know. That's what you were thinking of.
So this is from the subreddit Entitled People. It says, my mom stole my college fund to pay for my sister's wedding.
Oh.
I, 18M, just found out my mom drained the entire college fund my late dad left me to pay for my sister's wedding and honeymoon. My dad passed away when I was 10, and one of the last things he did before he died was set up a savings account for my college. He always told me how important my education was to him, and my mom promised that she'd honor his wishes. Growing up, I worked hard in school because I knew I had that safety net. I got into my dream school last week, and I told my mom I needed access to the account for enrollment fees, she froze. She kept dodging the conversation, and eventually I forced her to sit down and tell me what was going on. That's when she admitted she spent all the money over the last year to pay for my older sister's extravagant wedding and her month-long honeymoon in Europe. When I asked her why, she said my sister deserved it because she'd gone through a rough divorce a few years ago and this wedding was a fresh start. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. I asked her why she didn't talk to me first, and her excuse was, you're young, you'll have time to figure it out. I thought maybe my sister didn't know where the money came from, but when I confronted her, she admitted that she knew the entire time. Her response, it's not like I forced her to do it. Mom wanted to help me. Now I have no way to afford college. My mom's solution is for me to just take out loans like everyone else, but that's not the point. My dad worked hard to set the money aside so I wouldn't have to worry about debt. I feel completely betrayed. When I told some of my relatives about what happened, my mom flipped out and accused me of airing out family business to make her look bad. She said I was being selfish and that family helps family. Apparently, I'm ruining the family by being upset. But how is it not selfish to take money meant for my education without asking me? I don't even know what to do now. My mom says I should just get over it, but I can't look at her or my sister the same way anymore.
Oh.
That mom sucks. She's not a mom. That's not a mom.
Sucks.
She's a great mom for the divorced, remarried daughter.
Right, yeah. Yes. Awesome, mom.
Oh, I'm livid.
I know.
That sucks.
You get into your dream school and just everything falls apart.
Can you imagine having a dream school?
I know. I never had one.
Okay, wait. This is just now reminding me of that Office episode where Michael Scott, when he, like, tots for Scott or Scott's tots.
Oh yeah, and he promises
these kids in like kindergarten that he would pay for their college, and then it gets to that point and he's just like, I can't.
He's like, here's some books. He's like, did he pay for the books or something?
No, he paid for one kid's books, but he didn't write, I don't think he wrote the checks correctly.
It's like $1,000, and he's like, for the whole time, and he's like, no, like per semester, and he's like,
I can't. That's just now
coming to me,
dude. He's like, I thought I'd be a millionaire by this time in my life.
His dad passed away at 10, and like he was so grateful and so excited for his dream school. He knew he had the account. Hey, mom, I'm ready. I'm ready to get enrolled. Can I get it?
Like, hello.
I did all of this No, honey.
And that's probably like kind of like his connection with his dad a little bit.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know, to like feel
like dad's like made him it. Still we did it together.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, dude, that makes me sad.
Oh, so I'm terrible. So that mom sucks.
I know I'm not the fake. You better be the fake, because if you're not, mm-hmm. I'm gonna cry.
That is horrible. That's...
There is an update, just like what he did or whatever. But says, after my original post, I confronted my mom again, but she doubled down, saying that she did what was best for the family, that my dad would have wanted it. I couldn't argue anymore, so I reached out to my dad's side of the family. They were furious and now are helping me explore legal options, as my aunt thinks my mom might have violated a trust agreement by using the money for anything other than my education.
Oh!
As for my sister, she admitted she knew where the money came from, but claimed it wasn't her fault that she didn't ask for it. She offered to help pay for my college, but I don't trust her to follow through, especially since she's still flaunting her dream wedding online. Now I'm focused on scholarships, part-time jobs, and moving out as soon as I can. While it hurts, I'm learning to rely on myself and my dad's side of the family, who's been incredibly supportive.
Oh, I literally have had the chills that whole story.
It's so sad.
It's so sad.
Now he's having to get, like, multiple part-time jobs and...
It's so sad. He's a stud.
Chuck, don't move out.
Stay where you can live for free.
Everything.
I don't know. I'd want to get the frick out too. I would not forgive my mom for that.
I know that. Yeah, it's hard. Like, eat her food though.
Oh, she's like, because I mean, probably what sucks is like, if like they were like going down and like something bad was happening and they had to spend the money,
yes,
because it was like a crisis. Like
she's going bankrupt, sure, or something.
Or like, yeah. I have cancer. Yeah. I have to pay. Like, you yes. know, like some, just something crazy, but like, it's for something that does not matter.
No.
Mm-hmm. You don't even remember.
It's your second marriage. Go elope.
I don't remember mine and Marley's. Like, there's a lot of things I forgot. Like, yes. I'm glad our wedding was more chill.
Yeah. Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think that's something that's not a necessity.
It's whatsoever. Really not.
It's and it's
really
your not. Second one. Like, this one's probably not going to last either, girl. Sorry.
And if you're going to want to go to... Here's the thing. It's your second marriage at this point. You're a full-blown adult.
Yeah.
If you want to go to Europe for a month, you better be freaking paying for it.
Hopefully the daughter's new husband is going to be able to pay to put her in a home and all that stuff, because OP is not going to be taking care of her.
Let's go.
You can change her diapers.
Yeah, karma's coming for her for sure.
Story number two. I couldn't leave this one alone.
Let's go.
This came from Relationship Advice, but more recently it was on Am I the Devil? Quote, manipulated, unquote, into cheating on my wife.
That's what they all say.
I, 28M, was manipulated into cheating on my wife, 28F. How do we move forward through our marriage? Hey, Reddit, I'm going through a tough time in my marriage. It all started because recently I entered a depression. My wife and I both have very demanding jobs. Recently, I had a new project that had me working longer hours, and that is what started my depression. Now, going through my depression, I started confiding in my coworker about how I was feeling. I thought I could trust her as a friend, but she knew I was in a vulnerable state. She took advantage of my state, and this led to an affair. My wife found out, and we are going to counseling Monday, but this month our marriage is on the ropes. I've been trying to get her to understand my depression. I've been trying to get her to understand my depression and how low my mental health was, but she doesn't want to hear it.
That's crazy.
She doesn't want to hear it. Like,
this girl manipulated me into banging her. I'm so sad.
I just, one minute I was crying, the next minute she was what to say.
It's not my fault.
Oh, that was so good.
She took advantage of me.
Is that it?
That's his whole entire post.
No update, anything?
There's no update.
I'm depressed.
Yeah, I mean, needless to say, he gets obliterated in the comments.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. I hope so.
Yeah, this one's good. Ah, yes, the harlot co-worker was secretly a witch who brainwashed OOP into having an affair. It's all that homewrecker's fault. That's the most embarrassing thing, that this guy is like, yeah, I'm just so sad, and like, really, she forced me.
This therapist, when they go in, this therapist is going to be like, what?
Okay, so you had sex with another person because you're sad. And it's her fault? Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Perfect. That makes perfect sense. And she's like, you can leave. She's like, yeah, wife, if you want to, go ahead. Go through this door. They'll help you.
But my wife made me so sad that like I felt like I had no other option but to go somewhere else.
So let's talk about the fact that you have no other option. What does that really mean?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Have you ever tried to go for a run?
Golf?
Yeah. Have you ever gotten some vitamin D? Okay, last comment on this. Please, please, please. As someone who's dealt with depression for 20 years, I've never once had the symptom of, checks notes, cheating on my spouse.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's symptom. Wild.
Like that's not wife.
I hope she dips.
Seriously. I feel bad for people that are stuck in relationships with someone that's like all victim mentality. Like,
it kind of sounds like she's like had a problem with him before, though. It's like, I don't want to hear it. Like, just, I don't want to hear
no,
it.
No, I'm sure there's been other things.
Oh, well, yeah. She's just like, dude, I don't have time. You're a wet blanket, dude. I don't have time to like coddle you while you're telling me that you just ruined my heart. Like,
I wonder what the coworker's thinking. I wonder if she's heartbroken. Like, do you think she fell in love with the guy?
Probably not.
Yeah, she's just a hoe.
It was just sex.
It was literally just sex for her, but he's like crying.
So she actually did take advantage of him.
Yeah. She did, but like,
she's like, oh, so you're feeling really sad right now?
Oh, yes, I am sad.
I was like, whoa. Like,
I'm very sad.
Like, that is not
okay. If that's how it
like,
works.
That was somebody else, like, it triggered me. I was like, Joe, what the hell? Who's doing?
You can do that to me. Why. Yeah, you can touch me. Like, I'm sad. Well,
tell me more. Wait, you guys aren't ready for this. Please, please brace yourself. I got depressed and my d- fell into my coworker. I don't think that's going to fly as an excuse. OOP chose to have an affair. Depression doesn't make you do things. The marriage may well be over and it's all OOP's fault if that's what happens.
Oh, no.
He, like, just totally trying to come up with anything to, like, get him off the hook.
Yeah.
Guys, so who do we think, now that we've heard all the stories, who do we feel like is the worst person of 2024? Let's vote.
Mine.
Which one?
Good story.
Well, both of them.
You have to choose one.
Okay, well, the catfishing his girlfriend was pretty bad because he instantly hit her with, like, childhood trauma. Like, you're a traumatized little kid. You don't even understand.
I think mine is the worst person of 2024. The wife literally protects him. She also never wanted kids, and he convinced her to do it. And now he wants to cheat on her, and he's, like, feeling sorry for himself. Because he wants to do it so bad, but if he does, she'll leave him.
Yeah, he's the worst.
Yeah. He is horrible.
Yeah, you win.
I think you do win.
You are Marley. But yeah.
Marley's was really good too. I think because I can see myself more. Not that I can relate to this, but because I am married and I am the girl, I feel like more upset about the husband. Like, with yours, I'm like, my mom would never do that, but that mom is horrible.
Right, she's terrible.
Love is more important than money.
True.
I'll give it to you.
She's pregnant.
Yeah, she's just like, she probably has no idea that he's thinking any of these things.
Oh, yeah.
She hasn't caught him yet on the dating apps.
No.
Oh, worst person, 2024.
Yeah.
And he just so casually was just like, yeah, and like, I'm even deleting like Tinder. Like, what did he say? He was like,
when I'm on the edge.
Yeah, when I'm like, getting this close to cheating, I
like, she's so lucky that I'm deleting it, but before I do some.
That's crazy.
Yeah, well, like, she's so ugly. She took that bullet that was shaped like a rock for me, but she's so ugly. That was fun. 2024 was a year full of chaos, full of freaks. We found the best of them this week. So
we really did.
Let us know which one you think is the fake.
And the worst.
And the worst.
Of 2024.
And the best reader of stories.
Ooh.
Just kidding. Don't make them feel bad. I don't even need to hear that. So just kidding, guys. Well, 2024 was fun. Thank you all for the support. We're just gonna keep making the content. It's been how long has it been? 5 months? 6 months?
Yeah.
Just plugging along. We really appreciate all of you, the podcast listeners, the socials.
It's amazing, you guys. We are so grateful. Last thing, because we forgot to do it in the beginning, the fake of last week. which was our ho-ho, hold my bear, mm-hmm. was, drumroll please, was?
Why are you pointing at me?
Because it was Santa.
Oh, it was Preston. You guys remember Preston?
Oh, climbing on the roof of Santa.
Oh, yes.
He was climbing so on the weird. Roof. So like, glad yours was fake.
So weird. He's so fake. Yeah, it was fake. It was fake. Tanner knew right away. Shout out, Tanner. Yeah,
he called you so fast on it. That's all right. He won't get us next time.
No. Maybe. All right. Love you guys. Happy New Year. See you next week.
And enough frenzy on three. One, two, three. Frenzies. Love you guys. See you next week.
Love you.
Bye.
No pretending.